give me money.
Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters. This is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Josh Orton, who's the political director at Progressives United. Previously, he served as executive producer for Air America's Majority Report with Sam Seder and Janine Garofalo, and worked in communications and online outreach for Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and on Barack Obama's presidential campaign. Welcome to Background Briefing, Josh Orton.
It's great to be with you.
And your boss, Senator Russ Feingold, who heads up your organization, Progressives United, he has led the effort to essentially out Mark Zuckerberg and what they're up to with their political action group called Forward.us. Tell me about how did this get under the radar? I mean, I guess there's an assumption out there that Mark Zuckerberg, because he wears T-shirts and is young, is a sort of college liberal. But aren't a lot of these high-tech billionaires up in Silicon Valley, a lot of them are libertarians, aren't they?
Yeah, I think that's correct. And you know, we've seen Mark Zuckerberg fundraise for New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, for example. So I think that there's probably, I would say it this way, I think Mark Zuckerberg's political beliefs are probably a bit more complicated than folks imagine.
So tell us about what he's launched and why there's a kind of misunderstanding, an assumption that, well, the fact of the matter is he appears to be a wolf in sheep's clothing, does he not?
Well, I'm not sure I would say that. What Mark Zuckerberg launched with other tech entrepreneurs was a Forward.us or Forward.us, which is an organization ostensibly created to forward the cause of comprehensive immigration reform. It includes two subsidiary organizations, one Democratic-leading called the Council for American Job Growth, and one conservative called Americans for a Conservative Direction. And those organizations are basically running the politics on both sides of the aisle. And now, instead of running ads in favor of comprehensive immigration reform, what sort of popped on the radar was that these two subsidiary organizations were running ads in states that have senators that are both up for re-election and are relevant senators on the issue of immigration reform. We saw one in Alaska running to support Senator Mark Begich, and one in South Carolina running in support of Senator Lindsey Graham. Both these ads had said absolutely nothing about comprehensive immigration reform. The ad running in South Carolina extolled the virtues of the terrible Keystone XL pipeline, criticized President Obama, talked about Chicago-style politics, and started to relitigate the 2009 stimulus and Obamacare. No mention at all of immigration reform. And the one running in Alaska extolled the virtues of drilling in the Arctic Wildlife Preserve. What a group of organizations did, led by Progressives United, nine, now ten organizations, including a new organization that joined on today, Ultraviolet, we're calling on Forward.us to change course. We think that the voters in these states are absolutely capable of having a conversation about comprehensive immigration reform. We think the strategy is cynical. We think it's frankly condescending to voters. We think it needs to change course. In the end... We think that Mark Zuckerberg and other tech industry leaders have a completely legitimate story to tell about why comprehensive immigration reform is good for their businesses, is good for the tech industry, and is good for the American economy. It's totally legitimate for them to tell that story. When they run into problems is when, you know, they're trying to get sort of too cute by half here by running these ads, which some consultant probably told them are necessary to support the senators, even though they have nothing to do with immigration reform.
So, but surely in politics, you support what you support and what you stand for. This sounds far too complicated. And is it possible that Zuckerberg and company got had, that these Republican operatives wanted to propagate their propaganda and just went ahead and did it with his money? Or is there a tactic to give these politicians political cover here?
Look, I certainly think that they probably got bad advice from consultants, and I wouldn't limit it to Republicans. They have Democratic consultants as well. And I think that basically they proposed a bad strategy and then they executed it poorly. I think we're getting to the point where we're beyond political organizations being able to run these types of ads under the radar with no expectation of blowback from the constituencies that are affected by the issues. What we're seeing is that this organization has faced several bad news cycles in the past couple weeks because people are catching on to the tactic. You know, while they don't feature the ads on their website, it doesn't take much for some of these online publications to post them pretty quickly.
Again, I'm speaking with Josh Orton, the political director at Progressives United. Previously, he served as executive producer for Air America's Majority Report with Sam Seder and Janine Garofalo, and worked in communications and online outreach for Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and on Barack Obama's presidential campaign. So I guess I'm a bit dense here, Josh, because I don't get the strategy that in order to help out vulnerable senators who would support comprehensive immigration reform, you run a bunch of hit pieces against Obama don't mention immigration reform. How in God's name is the voter going to know what this is about? Or they just...
Well, I think that, you know, this is we're sort of looking at eight-dimensional chess here. You know, my guess is if I'm a consultant and I'm trying to put my own head in the brain of a consultant who proposed this, I would say it would probably be something like, look, these two senators are up for re-election. They're getting hammered by anti-immigration groups. We need to show them that there's space to be in favor of immigration reform, and that there's a lot of money and organization to back you up if you do the right thing on comprehensive immigration reform, even if that sort of air cover or that support isn't explicitly about immigration reform. So the theory is that these leaders, these senators, will feel more comfortable doing the right thing on immigration reform if there's ads running in their state in support of them, regardless of what the ads say. Again, maybe these consultants have been watching a bit too much House of Cards, but I'm not sure that the most cynical strategy is the winner anymore.
So what do we know about Zuckerberg and what's going on with him? I mean, there was an attempt. First of all, what your group is calling for, Progressives United, and you've been joined by MoveOn.org, Democracy for America, Credo, Daily Kos, Sierra Club, the League of Conservation Voters, 350.org, and Presente. And you just mentioned another group that has joined in.
Ultraviolet, yes.
You're pulling ads from Facebook to protest the position that their front group, Zuckerberg's group called Forward.us, has taken. Apparently, I think, was it Credo that tried to put up an ad on Facebook rejecting Zuckerberg's or criticizing Zuckerberg's approach, and it got pulled down, right?
Yeah, they Facebook told Credo that they would not allow the ad because the ad featured featured Mark Zuckerberg's face. And that was against their policies. Whether that is a policy uniformly enforced, I couldn't tell you. I do know that several of the organizations involved in this effort are launching and supporting a Facebook page with a similar aim. So we'll see what Facebook does with that. The one other thing I'd want to point out, though, is that, you know, this is the organization that Zuckerberg formed is a 501c4, and you hear a lot about these. You heard about a lot of these a lot in the last election. These are organizations that can take an unlimited amount of money and not disclose their donors, and then run ads basically about anything they want. Now, they're saying that they're not running election-type ads, but look at where they're running the ads in states with senators who are up for re-election, and the fact that they're not running them on the issue that they're ostensibly supporting gives a pretty good indication that electoral politics actually does figure into their calculation. So, you know, while the supporters of this organization have their, you know, put up their faces and their bios right on Forward.us's website, it's absolutely unknown how much money each one gave, who contributed, and what exactly their future plans are. And so what we're trying to do is send a message that this organization needs to change tactics, because frankly, if they're willing to play this type of politics, it's impossible to know what other progressive values or issues are going to be thrown under the bus in the future. You know, we've already talked about health care. They've already talked about the stimulus. They've already sort of trashed Chicago-style politics, which is really sort of a right-wing talk radio trope that we've heard since the Obama presidency. And they've supported policies that favor dirty energy. So, you know, if they don't change tactics, it's hard to predict exactly what they'll throw at us next. But hopefully they'll see that. You know, you see grassroots people who are involved in grassroots politics all over the country who just don't want to have this type of organization running this type of ads.
So Zuckerberg's group that he's formed, Forward.us, it's co-founded by him and by Nation Builders co-founder Joe Green, LinkedIn's Reid Hoffman, Dropbox's Drew Houston, and apparently a lot of other people in the tech industry. I thought this LinkedIn guy, didn't Obama appear at a LinkedIn venue and gave a speech?
It's possible. I don't recall off the top of my head.
All I know about him is that somehow I'm in their system and it drives me crazy because they make you feel like you have no friends in the world and are soliciting strangers to like you and to be your friend. It's the most embarrassing thing in the world to be.
Well, you don't have to like anybody you don't want to like.
Well, but I'm saying you keep getting these messages every day. So-and-so, you know, wants you to accept their friendship or whatever the hell.
Sure.
Or profession.
Yeah.
And it's like I feel bad. You know, I don't even know these people, but I don't want to insult them. On the other hand, it's just an annoyance. But anyway, I'm sorry I'm digressing here. What are you hearing then since you and this other group of progressive organizations have fired a shot across Zuckerberg's bow by pulling advertising from Facebook? Is he getting the message? Because, you know, this political group that he formed bills itself as being bipartisan and dedicated to passing immigration reform. And here they are putting out really hardcore partisan hit attacks against Obama. Nobody in the world can pretend that this is not dishonest. Any word back? Any apologies? Any excuses? What's Zuckerberg saying?
Well, you know, all we've seen is basically what others have seen in the press, which is that neither the organization and Facebook itself are not really commenting. There was some boilerplate statement from Forward.us last week, but you know, I think that their strategy is probably going to try and let this blow over, and you know, I think that you know, they want to continue, you know. If they want to continue with the strategy, I think they're going to have to address what I think are a growing number of grassroots political supporters across the country, and frankly, users of Facebook and many of the other technology platforms you mentioned, who don't want to see the revenue they create by their use of these platforms going into ads for policies that A, are aggressive, and B, they disagree with. You know, I think that. Forward.us has to be getting the message at this point that they really need to change course. And I want to give credit to Credo, the San Francisco-based activism and phone company, for the work you mentioned last week when they tried to run an ad that was rejected by Facebook. They've been leading this charge, and I think over the course of the last couple of weeks, it's a bit hard to ignore. Frankly, I think that kind of backlash for anyone savvy in the political space should have been expected. Forward.us launched in a very public, very I don't want to say gregarious, but in a very public, outward way, and placed the photos and the bios of all the partners on a website, and really launched auspiciously. And you know, to then engage in this kind of tactic, the backlash, I think, was almost inevitable. Of course, there are people who are involved in politics who have worked day in and day out to protect the environment, to pass health care reform, to revive the economy. To see these kind of ads running, the disappointment, I believe, was inevitable.
Well, if it's not cynical, it's incredibly clumsy what he's done. And, you know, he's a millennial, and the assumption is politically speaking, that most millennials are fairly progressive. And I mentioned earlier that a lot of young people and college kids have ended up following Ron Paul and Rand Paul. So there's no question that libertarianism is also, a lot of millennials are gravitating towards it. So what's your sense then of pushback from the very users of Facebook? Are they, I mean, there's got to be a lot of Facebook users that are offended by this. Do they know about it? Are they doing
it? Not only Facebook. Yes, and that's one of the goals of the assembly here, is to use Facebook as an organizing platform specifically towards this cause. But, you know, I don't think that we should limit this to just Facebook. I think that, you know, at this point, Zuckerberg's other partners in this entity are probably, in my estimation at this point, probably wondering what they got themselves into. This was, you know, again, I applaud them on, you know, the ostensible goal of passing comprehensive immigration reform. It's a goal that every member of the coalition that we're a part of shares. But, you know, at one point, I think they probably have to start having a conversation about comprehensive immigration reform. And if not, I think that the protest from the users of Facebook and the other technology platforms involved in Forward.us I think that the protest there is going to grow. I don't think this is going to go away as much as they probably want it to.
Well, Josh Orton, I thank you very much for joining us here today.
Thanks so much.
Again, I've been speaking with Josh Orton, who's a political director at Progressives United. Previously, he served as executive producer for Air America's Majority Report with Sam Seder and Janine Garofalo, and worked in communications and online outreach for Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and on Barack Obama's presidential campaign. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon and assistant producer Nick Garino. This program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com, where you can also contact me. And I'll be back again tomorrow at 5 p.m. with another Background Briefing. Bye for now.